So how is this crisis resolved? Well, here's how. Typically, what happens is the new paradigm is settled on by influential supporters, and the change step begins. Sometimes a new group of advocate heroes emerges, people like Steve Jobs or Elon Musk. The field starts the transition from the old to the new while improving the new paradigm to make it work. In education, paradigm shifts are occurring, driven largely by technology. Both teacher and student roles are changing as technology becomes available and less expensive. Students are conducting more independent, interdisciplinary, and collaborative inquiry around real-world problems using digital tools. Products are becoming more authentic, sometimes even serving as reports and recommendations to government officials on how to solve a pernicious problem. Teachers are becoming more like guides, mentors, and coaches, helping kids ask good questions, find reliable resources, and craft compelling products. They are less the dispensers of information that they once were. After all, who could give a lecture that would compare with National Geographic's or Disney's or Neil deGrasse Tyson's explanation of the universe? So what happens is that more evidence and education improves the new paradigm. And eventually the old paradigm is replaced and the new paradigm becomes the field's new normal science. And the cycle starts all over again.